Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God. What's happening? The music's not playing. Okay. Just for that, you're going to get Arabic music.
Your boys and girls, is Captain Boycott. I thought I'd just share this with you. This couple of lines that are kind of cute, and the subject is entitled "The Lawyer." Doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse? No. Did you check for blood pressure? No. Did you check for breathing? No. So then, is it possible that the patient was alive when you began the autopsy? No. How can you be so sure, doctor? Because his brain was sitting on my desk in a jar. But could the patient still have been alive nevertheless? Yes, it is possible that he could have been alive and practicing law somewhere.
How you doing? Welcome to the Spirit of America party. I had to hit that Amarain. That's the Egyptian Michael Jackson, and all the girls go crazy over him. Right now he's in hiding, thanks to Obama's Arab Spring. His name is Amro Diab, and he has some very nice songs, so a lot of Arabs like him. Which goes to show you that they're not all out there blowing themselves up. There's some that are still partying this week. Anyway, we got a couple of things to talk about tonight. Let me see if I can give you some enlightening words. I'm getting a little bit worried about Mitt Romney. I got a feeling that... He's going to go Mr. Softy. And I'm not the only one who feels this way, but most of the conservatives feel he's, as the Arabs say, a kali-wali. This and that. Yeah, he may be this, he may be that. We already know what we have on the other side. We have Karl Marx. Yeah. Karl Marx in sheep's clothing. Yeah, half a sheep. But I had a thought, and the thought is, if we come down to the wire, and the topic, the subject for tonight is, can we change horses midstream? If we come down to the wire, and we conservatives can see that Romney is on the road to total ruin, and we're going to have four more years of the Mahdi, four more years of, as I call him, the Black Russian. Yeah, when I go into a bar, I say, give me an Obama. The guy goes, what's an Obama? I said, Black Russian. Because I think he's more for the Russians than he is for his own country. I got to tell you, man, I would not be thrilled with this guy. Nope. I would not be thrilled with this guy. But anyway, if we get down to the wire, and one of the things that bothered me watching this Republican race to the finish and seeing the guys drying up with no funds, you know, I mean, what could Rick Santorum do, you know? What could he do for money? Romney's got a net worth 100 times over what Rick owes. And Newt Gingrich, what could he do for money? He was out of the running very shortly. So as I look down to the finish line, I seen all the Bushes and all the big Republicans at the very end, waiting for the inevitable. Here comes our boy. And I can remember how smug O'Reilly was when he predicted that it was going to be Romney. What he really said meant was it's going to be Romney's money. Now, I will take a pork chop over Osama bin Laden. I will take anybody. I will take a wounded dog. I will take anybody. I will take an organ grinder. And there's nothing wrong with organ grinders. Some of my best friends are organ grinders. But anyway, we get down to convention time, and we come to the realization he can't win. Are we going to say play through? Or are we going to say, whoa, we gotta go back into formation, and we've got to draw straws? What are we going to do? And I don't know if he can do that at convention time or not, but I got a feeling that's going to be the last chance to do it, if he could ever do it. And never can happen, happens all the time. Oh, wouldn't there be a lot of people, huh, who have cast their lot that would be rattled seeing a total competitive chaos at the final moment? But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I don't think we want to go into another 4 years of bin Laden, Obama, Rasputin. I don't think we want that. And I got to tell you, if they covered up all of his records and they covered up his place of birth and they've covered up the fact that he resigned his law license and so did his wife, and we're finding out all kinds of last-minute crap, these people knew and didn't care. They set their game plan, and they started to run the four-year clock to be continued for four more years. They're still going. They're still running plays. And they'll be running plays right up until 10 minutes before curtain time. So we're up against it. We don't know it. Now, it looks like all the women are going to vote for Obama. And I know a woman, she can't understand it. She, why are they doing it? She doesn't know. And I see they had a big demonstration today because somebody was giving out free vibrators, and they stopped, and there was demonstrations. And Obama's going to be introduced by, what's her name, Fluke? I don't know, Fluke to me spells fluke. But this is Miss Fluck. And Miss Fluck is had the money for Georgetown, but she didn't have the money for condoms. And she couldn't fill the dispenser in front of her door. And she heard that the fleet was in this week. And Rush Limbaugh said the wrong thing. He called her the S word, which he never should have done. Yeah, she is an entrepreneur. And she really doesn't need a grant from the government to do what she's doing. All she has to do is ask for donations, from campaign contributors. Yeah, oh, give us a break, man. The country is so far in the scheiss house, we don't know how to get out. You got 100 million Americans receiving some sort of welfare. That's one-third the population. It only takes 25% to overthrow a government. And there's one-third right there. And they're all under the thumb of the party of death. What are we going to do? Well, we could go to a tune. We'll do a little Dixieland, being that Obama hates the South, and he does hate the South. He hasn't given one job to the South. He's taken all their oil rigs, and he sent them down to Venezuela, took our Social Security money, and gave it to Brazil, and gave it to the Brazilians. Gave our Social Security money to the Brazilians and said, drill the oil and give the oil to China. And he's for us. And right after he gets reelected, he's gonna cut a better deal. He's going to give the country to Putin on a silver platter. And you don't think that can happen? How's the corn coming? Never can happen. Happens all the time. The courts have ruled that the Boy Scouts are allowed and not to allow gay scoutmasters. And Imus made a comment, all the scoutmasters are gay anyway. And so that sort of infuriated me. And I dashed off a blog to his radio show and his TV show, plus anybody that I could reach. and I called it Anus in the Morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. He shoots his mouth off again. How original. The sad part about this Howard Stern in a cowboy hat. Oh, and before I go any further, I don't know if you heard the news today about who gets paid what in TV. Did you know? Do you know who the number one moneymaker is in TV? You're not going to believe it. I didn't believe it. Judge Judy, $45 million a year. She makes more than the guy that assassinated Sarah Palin from CBS, David Letterhead. He makes $28 million. Jay Leno makes $25 million. John the Monkey Stewart makes $16 million. He beats Bill Riley, Bill O'Reilly, who makes $15 million. How's that? And Bill Maher, I think, was in there, too. I think he was up around 17, maybe 21 million. So communism is good business. And, of course, they won't be paying those taxes. They got a grant from Prince Obama. So the sad part about this Howard Stern, and, of course, Howard Stern's making good money, about this Howard Stern and a cowboy hat is that he shoots his mouth off before he thinks. Whether it is nappy-headed hoes or all scoutmasters are gay, this guy uses the greatest leftist tactic, assassination by ridicule, as do all of the TV guys and the comedians. Having been abandoned by all his communist friends on Marine-killing NBC, he continues to push their agenda on Fox. And think about who he hurts when he opens his mouth. Even co-workers on the Fox team he puts down for NBC points. Today was the piece de resistance. An Eagle Scout who has a problem with the Scout policy of no gays turned in his merit badges. Just like Anus's buddy John Kerry threw fake medals over the White House wall. In one sentence, Anus destroyed the image of scouting. He said all scoutmasters are gay. Immediately, this statement went into the open minds of perhaps 6 million people. The result is a victory for evil. Scouting is to teach a person the skills of survival, both morally and spiritually, topped off with the third ingredients that the communists hate the most, patriotism. All my scout leaders were duty honor country veterans of World War II. I never met a gay one. They saved more kids from jail in one weekend than an entire public school system saves today. As a result of Don Imus's snide smear, parents will be reluctant to involve their children in a controversy created by the same people who corrupt the military, the churches, and any patriotic group that has the three attributes that Joe Stalin hated: spirituality, morality, and patriotism. The issue is not homosexuality. That is the pretense. The goal is the takedown of America and the removal of any cross that offends the communists and interferes with UN domination by communists of a once great nation. The flag will be next to go. Congratulations, Anus. Lenin loves you. You owe a public apology to every parent and every Boy Scout in America for that lousy smear. Next, you'll be knocking a Sarah Palin, you wretched man. www.mediacrapmatters.us. I has spoken. Okay, Little Eye of the Tiger. Obama regime helps to free murderer of five Marines. Feigning indignity, outrage, and remorse, the Obama administration quietly watched from the sidelines as a Hezbollah commander guilty of planning the murder of five U.S. Marines was set free on July the 30th by the Iraqi Central Criminal Court. Is that the same Iraqi Central Criminal Court that convicted Lieutenant Behenna? When did we ever give up one of our men to be tried in an Iraqi criminal court? In January of 2000, you know what that means? We're gone. We're finished. And when this guy gets, you give him another 4 years, you'll be lucky if you got two nickels to rub together or a country to live in. In January of 2007, a dozen or more terrorists dressed in U.S. uniforms. How did they get the U.S. uniforms? Opened fire on a military camp in Karbala, just south of Baghdad. One soldier died at the scene, and the other four were kidnapped, tortured, and murdered by the terrorists. And you know they were videotaped. And you know that their heads, separated from their bodies, were shown on Al-Qaeda TV. And one day, their parents will see those videos. The mastermind of this complex, and you know what? You know what George Patton would have done? He would have hung that guy in public. He would have hung him in public. He would have shot him like a mule. The mastermind of this complex and well-planned attack was Ali Musa Dagdouk, a Lebanese national taken by U.S. forces in Basra just 2 months after the operation. My question is, why did you take him? He was on the battlefield. You should have dispatched him. He was there to kill you. Defend yourself. For 5 years, Dagdouk was held at Camp Crapa, a U.S. military detention facility in Baghdad. Yet neither George Bush nor Barack Obama sought fit to try the terrorist killer for his crimes. And neither of these two guys will pardon any American soldier convicted of a lighter crime. Bush threw Rumsfeld under the bus. And Rumsfeld got up with the skid marks on his back, and he stood by Bush. And Bush said, put his arm around Rumsfeld just before Christmas and said, this man will be with me to the end. So you want to know who the hero of the Iraq War was? It was Rumsfeld. He pitched seven innings. And in baseball, if you can pitch seven innings, you get the win. For the criminal, and who hated him the most? The communists, which you call Democrats. For the criminal prosecution of Dagdouk, whether in a civil or military proceedings, was not permitted under the terms of the authorization for the use of military force, a resolution passed by Congress, of which 125 members are flag burners, and signed by the president on September the 14th, 2001. How's that? 3 days after we signed the surrender agreement to terror. According to that resolution, in order to be legally prosecuted, an accused terrorist must be either a member of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. How about the Democrat Party? One of the groups known to have attacked the U.S. on 9/11, and Dagdouk apparently belonged to neither. Oh, come on, man. Give me a break. Same mother, different fathers. Yeah, there's a guy who just taken up a collection, put a reward on his head. He never should have been brought in from the battlefield. That the battlefield is where you do battle. So I just thought I'd give you that little tit for tat. Let's see what else we got here. Got a whole bunch of stuff. We got too much stuff. We're losing our country. And I got to tell you something. Both parties are spending money like there's no tomorrow. The money is just draining right out of Washington, D.C. Get rid of those special interest groups. Nobody should be allowed. Consider Washington, D.C. a latrine and close it to special interest groups. Okay, meet the guy who supports terror. Oh, I did this one. I'll share it with you. And that's my first one is Obama helps to free the murderer of five Marines. Now, it says meet one of one of our victims, and it's deplorable injustice continues for Lieutenant Michael Behenna, a cause worth fighting for. Google, see which GIs are rotting away in prison and for what crimes, and read the incidents, and don't read them out of the Times or Reuters. Read them from somebody that's in favor of them. Last Thursday, yet another example of the corrupt attempts at appeasement of our enemies within and without was displayed in the rotten to the core decision by three of a five-judge panel of the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces to uphold insanely unjust conviction of First Lieutenant Michael Behenna. I got a picture of this guy with his parents and his brothers. Man, it looks like the typical American family, no problems, love of God, love of country, American flag, everything you ever wanted to be. And they made an example out of him. They sacrificed him for the Islamo-communists. Behenna, they convicted him for the unpremeditated murder. Unpremeditated. Of a known al-Qaeda operative who was suspected of orchestrating a bombing that injured and killed members of Lieutenant Behenna's platoon. You may recall this awful story of an American hero, Army Ranger, caught in the upside-down world of a military machine. You know what you got to do with the Pentagon? You got to close it, just like the EPA. And you send all of those desk admirals and generals, and you put them on the front line. And you tell them, don't come home till the war is won. Yeah. And leave your golf clubs here. So compromised by leftist ideology, I believe the JG has been infiltrated by the ACLU. I believe that the military courts martial system has been dominated by the ACLU and CARE. Okay? Just like the, I believe that the State Department is full of communists, just like Joe McCarthy said. He went to prison for killing an enemy agent during a time of war in a war zone. This should never happen. We shouldn't even be talking about this. What do we got to do? We got to go back to Western style justice, a horse, 20 feet of rope, and a tree. Yeah. Here's the story in brief. On March the 20th, 2009, it's already 2012, Army Ranger First Lieutenant Michael Behenna was sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing Ali Mansour, a known al-Qaeda operative, while serving in Iraq. Mansour was known to be a member of an al-Qaeda cell operating in the lieutenant's area of operation, and Army intelligence believed he had organized an attack on Lieutenant Behenna's platoon. What are you supposed to do? Let him do it? Is Behenna a part of the platoon? Is he saving his men? That attack killed two U.S. soldiers and killed two more. Now they don't call them U.S. soldiers under Obama. They're NATO troops. Pretty soon they won't even have a flag on the post. They're NATO troops. They look like French Foreign Legion when Obama gets through with them, with U.N. helmets. Army intelligence ordered the release of Mansour, and Lieutenant Behenna was ordered to return the terrorist to his home. So Army intelligence is not too intelligent. During the return of Mansour, Lieutenant Behenna again questioned the al-Qaeda member for information about other members of the terrorist cell and financial supporters. During this interrogation, Mansour attacked Lieutenant Behenna, who killed the terrorist in self-defense. The government subsequently prosecuted Lieutenant Behenna for premeditated murder. Not only is this a miscarriage of justice on the behalf of Lieutenant Behenna, who was acting to prevent further loss of life in his platoon, it is demoralizing to the U.S. troops who continue to fight on behalf of the freedom and security of our nation, who doesn't appreciate it. They don't even know you're there. Obama has sanitized this war. He's erased the names. You know what happened to the 22 Navy SEALs that were killed in a phone-ahead ambush? They were buried in the press 5 minutes after they were dead. It is demoralizing to U.S. troops to continue to fight on behalf of the freedom and security of our nation, whether it is the U.S. Border Patrol agents, members of the armed forces, and you know the Border Patrol agents, they tell you it's only one guy died. 70,000 Mexicans died. 2,000 guns went into Mexico. How many bullets went along with 2,000 guns? How many dead Mexicans? And now I see there's something breaking about the... It has nothing to do with Fast and Furious. There's more than meets the eye to Fast and Furious. I'll have to read that after the show. Whether there is the U.S. Border Patrol, members of the armed services, FBI, no individual who is serving on the front lines should be so blatantly mistreated. Two wicked things jump out on the initial story. Why would Army Intelligence order this Muslim animal to be released? And further, why would they order that Lieutenant Behenna, who lost platoon brothers to this barbarian, be ordered to take him home? This was either stunningly bad judgment on the part of Army intelligence or a stunningly pathetic attempt to appease our Islamist enemies. This Muslim was a known enemy combatant, not some impoverished goat herder. Mistakenly disdained. So, his trial begins. Defense experts testify that Mansour was standing with his arm outstretched when shot. On the evening of February 25th, prosecution expert witness Dr. Herbert McDowell told the prosecution attorneys, I'd like to know their names. How come their names aren't listed? The only logical explanation for what happened was that Mansour had to be standing, reaching for Lieutenant Behenna's gun when he was shot. This contradicted the prosecution's theory that Mansour was educated while seated on a rock. Theory! On February 26th, Lieutenant Behenna testified that while he was interrogating Mansour, he turned his head towards his interpreter, and when he did, Mansour lunged for his gun. The lieutenant fired a controlled pair of shots. This explanation is identical to what Dr. McDonnell told the prosecution team in a private meeting the night before. During a recess after First Lieutenant Behenna's testimony, Dr. McDowell met with the prosecution team and told them again that the LT's testimony was exactly what he had demonstrated to prosecutors the day before, and that the lieutenant must be telling the truth. The prosecutor sent Dr. McDonnell home to New York, leaving the courtroom. Dr. McDonnell told defense counsel he would have made a great witness for Lieutenant Behenna. The defense counsel asked prosecutors if they had any exculpatory evidence about Dr. McDonnell, and the prosecutors denied possession of such evidence. My friends, we are in a country that's undermined by communists. They are everywhere. They're in the schools teaching your children. They're in the universities brainwashing your children. They're on the air. They're everywhere, man. You lost your country. You're never getting it back. If you don't take it back this election, it's gone. You can kiss your ass goodbye, because what you think is going to happen ain't never going to happen, and you ain't going nowhere but to camp. In the prosecution closing arguments, they argued Lieutenant Behenna's testimony that Mansour was reaching for his gun was impossible based upon the evidence, despite knowing the expert witness had told him it was the only logical explanation. Later that Friday night, a military panel, wait till you hear this one, of seven officers, none of whom had combat experience, convicted Lieutenant Behenna of unpremeditated murder and assault. We know Lieutenant Behenna got convicted, but we don't know the names of the seven officers and their backgrounds and their histories who committed this heinous crime. This was prosecutorial misconduct of the lowest order. It appears these people were determined to take down Lieutenant Behenna, and they were in no way going to let the truth get in their despicable way. The original 25-year sentence was later reduced to 15, which was little consolation in the face of a completely bogus murder charge and conviction. After Lieutenant Behenna's defense appealed the verdict on the basis that Lieutenant Behenna did not receive a fair trial, this latest case saw the judges on the Court of Appeals of the Armed Forces rule 3-2 in favor of upholding this senseless conviction. From the court's 56-page decision, linked at Bob McCarthy's website in conclusion of the dissenting judges, states, a death occurred in the theater of operations. A soldier has been convicted of murder. Was it murder or self-defense? By law, the responsibility for making that factual determination rested with the court-martial panel, not with this court. The ambiguous, confusing, and incorrect instructions from the military judge deprived the appellant of the right to have a panel of officers make that decision. The military judge compounded that error by failing to take corrective action with respect to the government's failure to provide timely disclosure of exculpatory evidence. This court should reverse the decision of the Court of Criminal Appeals and authorize a rehearing. Although there were two rational judges on this panel, it was not enough to see that this awful injustice was undone. This was as hellish, a devastating a decision against one of America's best and finest. You've seen his boy, and you should go sit in his cell with him and talk to him. There is a war against our military, and it has seen a major increase in aggression since the imperious Barack Obama, or whatever his name is, took his dark and lawless throne in our White House, Mr. Executive Order. From massive and debilitating defense budget cuts to outrageously stupid rules of engagement, to endless wars with no victory sought, to the consolation of the KGB, to the forced acceptance of blatant homosexuality within the military. He's taking it all down, man. He's taking it all down. He's probably thrilled that the corn crop is gone. Our troops are under assault like never before. Did you see him go down to the cornfields and talk to the farmers? Because the anti-American enemies within our own government, and there are many of them, and they've been educated since the 60s. That's when the woodcrap generation became semi-men. Like the traditional enemies of America have set themselves at odds without fighting men. This is a sickeningly a sad time in our nation. So, and then the mother says, thank you. Thank you for supporting my son, who's rotting away. We got to do something about this. I got to tell you, there's another guy. He really got screwed. His name is Sergeant Evan Avila. He was in a sniper team. And his commanding officer told him to shoot a guy in the head while his commanding officer held him down. And he followed orders. I think he's the one that was tried in the Iraqi prison. We'll take a break. I got time left. I'll tell you his story. Just bear with me a second. We got to reach out here and get the music. It's coming up. Coming up, coming up. Yeah, I love my computer. I got Fios. Fios means we can make it slow or we can make it fast. Oh, well, looks like it's not coming up for me. Okay, we go back to reading. Oh, it's frozen. Yeah, it's like shrimp, man. Frozen like shrimp. Okay, we'll have to find something that I've already printed. Dear John, oh, how I hate to write. This is terrible. Okay. Let me try it one more time. Blog Talk Radio Studio. Loading. Little dots are running around. Okay, we can't wait. I'll kill this. And I'm going to read you Leg Burners of Record. Do you think your ancestors would stay in a party that 40 days before a 911 would vote to burn the flag? Well, I'm going to tell you, you'd get stuck. You would be stuck today in that party because that's the party of death. This Obama has declared war on the Catholic Church. Do you realize that? This is the first president. The first, well, I'm not going to call him American because as far as I'm concerned, he's not American. He's un-American totally. Totally, totally, totally. I don't trust him at all. I feel bad because there were a lot of people that were very proud of the fact that he was the first of his kind. He wasn't the first of his kind because he's not his kind. He hasn't created one job in the South, not one. It's really sad. He hasn't created any jobs. All he's done is moved the numbers around. It's hard to... And I'll tell you, the last thing I wanted to see was this guy fail. I really didn't. I did not want to see him fail. And neither did a lot of other people. And it's really sad. And he's got too many stooges. He's got too many people behind him that nobody knows. You want to know? They're waiting for Romney to appoint his vice president. Everybody, they already got all the candidates studied. But you can't. You don't even know who's behind Obama. You have no idea who's behind Obama. It is really sad. You want a preview of what might happen again because we're letting our guard down?
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south. real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion in the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing, because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the
was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
First thing we got to do is stop the flow of money out of the country and the waste of money, the total waste of money. Government has to be cut in half. Cut it in half, baby. Put everybody on rations. You don't need any more pictures of the GSA cocktail hours. You have no idea how much money is being wasted. You know who else doesn't have any idea? The House and the Senate. They least of all. What was his name? The communist that went with Nancy Pelosi to Damascus. To lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, who's been kept alive by Obama all this time as a favor to the Russians. Denis Kucinich, he was dining in the special privileges house restaurant, and he chipped his tooth on an olive pit, and he sued them. I bet you he's getting welfare in addition to his other salary. Unbelievable. Oh, listen, we got good news for you tonight. There was a fight up in Chappaqua, and the cops were called, and it was between Bill and Hillary, and we got a tape. We got the recorded tape as the 911 tape.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making us in love you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth. Wipe my mouth!
Yes, true love, a many splendid thing. I thought you'd get a kick out of that one. Okay, you want to go back to the suffering of our GIs? who were being betrayed. Don't forget that Navy SEAL team. No investigation was ever brought about. There's 22 dead Navy SEALs. I hope they just weren't sacrificed as to appease the Taliban. That'd be a terrible thing to think, huh? Let me tell you something. Sometimes it doesn't hurt to think the worst, because that's when you get to the bottom of things. And as you get to the bottom of things, you unravel other things. Here's a little story about Elvis.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Abu Tom, the American Fun, the Mentalist. And I'm going to play you a tune, and then I'm going to tell you a story. So now that you heard the tune, here is the story behind the tune. When Elvis was working in Las Vegas, he was out of his prime, and he was a little overweight, but he still drew a fabulous audience. And he did that song you just heard, and he sang it. He singled out a girl in the audience, and he completely mesmerized her with this song. And when he was finished singing the song, he walked over to the girl's table, and their eyes met, and there was magic in the air. And Elvis took her hand, and he said to her, "Are you going to eat that potato?" Oh, God. I heard Tom Snyder told that joke many years ago. I thought I'd share it with you.
Okay. Let's go back to where we were, see if we can. I played you that 911 piece because I just want you to know where we are now and where we came from and where we were before 9/11. We were an entirely different country, and now we got all kinds of crap going on, and people are complaining, standing in line at the airport complaining they got to take their shoes off, and right behind them is standing a returning GI missing two legs. He's got prosthesis. Do you think he's concerned? Huh? Maybe if you had been in his Humvee, you wouldn't be complaining about taking your shoes off. Yeah. There's a Billy Joel song. Johnny's in the corner, but he won't be my fast gun anymore. It's because Johnny's bleeding out, and they're trying to get him to the hospital before he dies. I got to say, there are a lot of recoveries, but you know there are 47,000 wounded. That's 47,000 limbs. And I say, I bring the draft back. I want the draft back. Everybody has to serve. Anybody that doesn't have skin in the game. You think Obama would be this way if he had gotten a draft notice and served 2 years in the Army? Or 1 year in the Army? You think he would be this way? You think he'd have this attitude? He would be anti-American? You think he'd have his hand over his crotch when he seen the flag being saluted? Do you think his wife would be saying to him, "All this for a flag and a 911 memorial?" And he agreeing with her? If he had to run a few hills for his country? But then again, he might have to answer the draft notice in Indonesia. Okay, we got some bad news about breastfeeding here. Michael Bloomberg has passed some new laws. As of today, New York women and those who think they are women can only breastfeed in bicycle lanes facing traffic. The mayor asks all yellow cab drivers to stop running over the bicyclists and shouting Allahu Akbar. The police raid on the Domino Sugar Factory was a total success. A drug test on the 50-kilo bags proved the product was sweet and definitely sugar. The undercover raid on Chick-fil-A rounded up 75 fat kids, and they released two of them because they weren't Catholic. And they've been under surveillance since Good Friday. The P kiosk across from the World Trade Center will be renamed the Mohammed Bloomingdale Cultural Center. Restaurant goers now have to fill out assault requests and mail them to the mayor's office in Bermuda, and you can expect to hear back after you pay the summons. All baby formulas will be turned into the evidence room and will not be released until the mother presents a chit. Not to worry, there's plenty of chit to go around. New York policemen will not be paid until all guns are confiscated by criminals. Policemen have to turn in their guns first while singing Kumbaya. Sounds far-fetched, eh? Yeah. They do it a little bit at a time. The ridiculous they do right away, and the sublime follows. You're in trouble. We are a brainwashed nation. How do you know you're not brainwashed? Just reach up under your left ear, behind your left ear. Is there a drain plug there? Oh, no, you've been drainwashed. You don't realize it. You've been drainwashed. Brainwashed and drainwashed. Okay. I want to do to them. This is for all the Navy guys out there. Well, we still have a Navy.
Did dot, did it, did dot, did it, did it, did dot, did it, did dot, did it, did it, did dot, did it, did dot, did it, 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 did it, did dot, did it,
jumped up and said, he violated the code. Yeah, the code of the hills. And it's another takedown of America. All of the people that are capable will not have the job. And all the people that can screw it up will be promoted. We're in trouble. We lost our country, and we may not get it back. We got 3 months left to get it back. And pray that Romney gets some cojones. Have a nice night. Say a little prayer for those guys that are rotting in prison with their files buried where nobody can find them. And I'm sure there's more than four who got a bad rap, and they could all be pardoned tomorrow. There's a black guy that got life, and that wasn't right. and there's nobody. I don't see Jesse there with his little candle. I don't see Al Sharpton there with his torch. No. But if it comes to taking down America, they'll be right there on time. Good night, folks.